prior to July 14th, RNZ reporter Te Aniwa Hurihanga Nui knew about as much about cricket as I know about theoretical physics, which is not very much. But on Sunday, with New Zealand in the World Cup final, she decided that she wanted to join the conversation, so she committed to learning as much about the sport as she could in 24 hours. She drank the Kool-Aid, and now she's addicted. We thought it might be interesting to bring her in for a bit of a chat about that experience, and she's in the Wellington studio. Te Aniwa, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Kia ora, welcome to our afternoon show. I'm so excited to talk to you and hear this story. So why did you decide to crib up on cricket?
Well, for most people who know me, I'm not a cricket fan at all. I wasn't a cricket fan at all. You know, I grew up in a very diehard rugby family. That was our weekend sport. I don't think I know anyone in my family or my friend group that play cricket. So, I basically had no knowledge.
Just wasn't on the radar growing up,
hey? No, not at all, not at all. But of course, with all the hype of the Cricket World Cup and with the Black Caps doing so well, we had reached the final, and I, of course, work in journalism, and there's no escaping cricket talk in the newsroom. So I decided on the day, was it the day? No, the day before the final, I would Google as much knowledge about the cricket world and cricket rules as much as humanly possible.
You weren't tempted to go online and ask someone to mansplain it to you?
No.
That would have put you off.
I did my own research, yeah.
That would have totally put you off by the time the game started. Okay.
Yeah.
And now, what did you know about cricket before that first research you did? Like, anything? How did you view cricket, for example?
I knew nothing about cricket. I didn't know anything about the rules. But I did know that, obviously, a cricket bat is involved. I knew that people wore ridiculously long clothing for hours, usually in the summertime.
Yeah.
I knew that there were two teams, one team bats and one team fields, and then you switch over. I knew that, but that's basically the extent to my knowledge.
Great. So how did you go about this research process? You're a journalist, so you should be good at it, right?
Yeah, well, I went on Google. That was my first point of call. I Googled cricket rules, and it came up with all of these strange versions of cricket. So you had one-day cricket, 2020, I think, something like that, and then test cricket. So that was my first road bump, I guess you could say. So I went to Twitter, my social media account, and asked the Twitter world for some advice, and I got a truckload of people commenting on my post, giving me handy links and YouTube videos to help me out. And I went from there, really. I mean, cricket is quite complicated, and I quickly realised that 2 minutes into my research. So I basically just learned the crux of the cricket game, one day cricket, and that was what I found out was that the basic principle of cricket is that you need more runs than the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And that was simple. So that was all I needed to know, really. One team needed more runs than the other team. One-day cricket involves 50 overs, I think. Each team has 50 overs. And correct me if I'm wrong, but each team has 50 overs. And whoever has the most runs after that wins the game.
Yeah, great. That's all you need to know to get started.
Yes.
And so were you looking forward to that first ball that night then? Had you committed to staying up, or were you just going to give it a go and see how you went?
No, I actually committed to staying up. I dragged my bed mattress in the lounge in front of the TV.
Wow.
I went and bought some snacks that I thought would last. I was prepared to stay up for a few hours. So I really did commit to giving it a good shot and, seeing how it went.
Can I ask, is this typical of your personality? Do you often do this? Do you like think, oh, today I'm going to do Game of Thrones and binge all that? Or is this like a totally new project for you?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah, I do. I did that with Game of Thrones, actually, because I was a non-believer of the Game of Thrones world too until someone convinced me and I just said, oh, okay, I'll watch one episode.
Mm.
And from that, loved it. And watched every episode after that. So a similar thing here. So I hated cricket. I thought I hated cricket.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I did. I hated it. And, you know, the day before the final, I thought, you know what, this is going to be the day I learn how to play. Well, not learn how to play cricket, but learn the basic rules of cricket. Give it a go. And that's what I did.
Okay, so tell us, with the research you'd done and the fact that it was quite an important match, how did you enjoy the experience?
Well, I loved it. I was left speechless, actually. I couldn't believe how much I actually liked watching it. Yeah, and it was so strange. Like, I had my setup, I had my snacks there, my mattress in front of the TV. I was in a comfortable space, and from the get-go, I was engaged. I couldn't look away. And it's such a strange feeling because, you know, I've grown up watching every other sport under the sun except cricket. And I thought, because it was such a long game, you know, it goes, 6 hours plus, that I'd get bored in the first half an hour. But it wasn't like that at all. Like, every single minute, every single bowl, every single hit got me excited. And, like, honestly, I just couldn't look away. So it was an amazing experience.
Did you find it a welcoming environment, that the commentary team and the coverage of the cricket, like, for someone who hadn't watched much before?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, coming in with no clue about what cricket was, commentators really help you out with that.
They didn't assume too much knowledge?
No, I don't think so. Like, I learnt more from watching the game than reading all the Google pages and watching YouTube explainers. I learnt more from just watching the game and hearing the commentators speak and seeing how it all played out that way rather than researching it.
Yeah. Were you watching with anyone?
Yeah, I was watching with my partner, but he's a tradie, so he gets up like 6 a.m. So he started snoring in like the first 2 hours or something like that. So that was that was kind of difficult. But I was committed, and I, like, honestly, I stayed up and stayed up. But I do have to admit, I did fall asleep with 2 hours to go.
Yeah, that's okay. That's an amazing effort. And it would have been very confusing with that Super Over stuff anyway, because I've been watching cricket all my life and I was confused.
Did
you wake up and then just have a look at the result? You would have got the RNZ News alert, I suppose.
Yeah, I woke up and there was all this controversy and about the Super Over, and I hadn't done enough research, so I didn't know what was going on. But England won, so we'll give it to them.
Where do you find yourself now then?
Well, I'm a cricket fan now. It's plain and simple. I'm a cricket fan. I feel like I've lived in a shadow for 23 years, and I'm finally out. I finally can see the light. I'm a cricket fan, and this summer I've already committed to watching a few games. I'm a cricket fan.
Yeah, because the live thing will be something else again, right? Like going along to the Basin Reserve or the stadium and seeing it and having, you know, the camaraderie and the live atmosphere. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to go buy me some merch and I'm probably going to go buy a bucket hat or something just to fit in. Is that what people wear? I don't know. And I'm going to buy like a cricket t-shirt, you know, so I fit in. I just can't wait. I just love it.
Great. I was going to say... the Black Caps New Zealand cricket could probably sort you out, but as an RNZ reporter, you probably wouldn't accept
probably
it.
Yeah, probably not.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Stoked. Really stoked to have another cricket fan, and I guess there'll be others as well. Someone's just messaged me and says, OMG, I so identify with your speaker regarding cricket. I've never watched a game before the World Cup, but I'm now a born-again cricket chick. So there you go. There must be a few of you out there.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks. Nice to chat to you. That's RNZ reporter Te Aniwa Hurihanganui. Great story. And a new fan for the Black Caps.